Hey Tracy, how are you going?
Yeah, good. Now, John, I haven't seen you since the day of the AC/DC Auckland show. I saw you just before you went on stage. How was it for you? How was all three shows? Was it just mental? Was it crazy?
Amazing. Every rock band's dream is to play with that band. I mean, my favourite band, every night after playing in front of, what, 30,000 people, then 60,000 or something up in Western Spring.
Yeah.
Never played Western Springs before.
Do you get nervous? I mean, you've been gigging for so long, but when you get on stage in front of a crowd like that and you know AC/DC fans are there and the band are there, do you still get butterflies?
I actually did. On the first night in Wellington, I got butterflies big time because I never played at the Cake Tin. All we could do was like choose a set that's, you know, we loved and just give it as much as we possibly could. And it was so complimentary. Like, the fans knew all the words to our songs, and I suppose that's the luxury of being around for 20 years. I was really nervous, and then as soon as we, you know, hit the first note and I saw the smiles on people's faces, it was like, this is everything I want to do with my life right here, you know. I almost threw up before Western Springs because that was so large. Well, we've never played in front of that many people before. I mean, we've played Roskilde Festival in front of 40, 50,000, but not 60,000. I mean, it's like, it became surreal. It was like playing in front of a city, you know.
But does it look bigger? I mean, when you're playing in front of 40,000 people and then the next night maybe 50,000 people, you're not really going to be seeing too much of a difference, are you, from where you're standing?
Yes. Yeah? Western Springs looked humongous. You know, my heart's almost exploding out of my chest when we play at main stage at the Big Day Out.
Yeah.
This was like two of those stuck together.
Yeah. So how do you top that, John? What's the next big aspiration? Like, who else would be left on your wish list of bands to open for?
To tell you the truth, I can't actually think. That was pretty much as good as it gets.
It's as good as it gets, eh?
It's as good as it gets.
Let's talk about this new album, because, I mean, we played your song, I think I debuted it on my show a couple of weeks ago, and I asked people to text in, you know, what they thought of it, and I had a lot of people texting in saying they could hear a lot of Alice in Chains in that song, and I wonder,
really?
Have you been listening to Alice in Chains, or...?
No, I mean, I listened to Alice in Chains when they were around. I really liked the Dirt record when it was out, you know. I haven't listened to them for years. I mean, it's funny because that song originally started the Joy Division New Order ripoff. And then when I took it to the band, it was like, well, actually, under that bass line, you're using this huge heavy metal riff. And it was like, oh, right, well, maybe we should play it with guitars. See what that sounds like.
And I know a lot of rock listeners are dying to see the video, because there'll be a lot of them in it, because it was filmed at Jim Beam Homegrown in Wellington. Pretty unusual concept behind this video, wasn't it?
Yeah, like I knew that he'd set up this booth at Homegrown. It was blasting people with compressed air and dousing them with water and using this super new camera that shoots, what, 1,000 frames per second. So
yeah.
It's all super, super slow-mo, really detailed. And then I thought, well, this is gonna look great. And then I finally saw the website where, you know, like, you know, 100 people that
it's
have been
amazing, isn't it?
Gone through it. And
yeah.
It's just such a great idea. You could watch any single one of those people, like, for the whole song.
Yeah.
And be entertained, you know.
So what does this mean for your solo album? Because I know you've had this in the works for a little while. Where are we at with that?
The thing is, when you make a She-Hard record, it's full concentration needed. So I've had to put that aside for the meantime. I had a listen to some of the stuff the other day. It still sounds really fresh to me. So I'm pretty happy with where it's at. It is a little bit weird sort of getting halfway through a record and then having to stop, but
yeah.
I'm so enjoying the new She-Hard record. It's going to be a pearler.